Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've now reached that stage of our meeting where we take public comment. We have about 30, almost 35 people who wish to speak. We're going to try to limit everybody's statements to 3 minutes or less, please. What I'd like you all to do is take a look to your left and your right, and in front of you and behind you, and note that these are your neighbors and fellow citizens, many of whom also want to speak. So please think of them when you come up to make your statements. In addition, as I've indicated on several occasions tonight, the Site Evaluation Committee takes written comment throughout our proceedings. There is no different weight generally given to written comment versus an oral statement made at these proceedings. So that if you feel, by the time that you get to your whatever number you might be in my stack of people who wish to speak here, if you feel you'd rather just speak your piece by writing it out, there are blue sheets that are available. I'm not trying to discourage anybody from speaking, but I'm just trying to let you know that there are options that are available. That being said, if you do come up to speak, if you are reading from a prepared statement, if possible, please provide a copy of it to the court reporter, and that way they will ensure that what they recorded from you is accurate. We're not going to be able to record people yelling out from the audience. Please be respectful of the other speakers. If you don't like what somebody has to say, just be quiet about it and let them finish. The first speaker, I'm going to go three at a time with the hopes that if we stick to 3 minutes each, it'll only be about an hour and a half or so before we're done. So the first three speakers will be Representative Brad Bailey, Representative Leon Rideout, and Alan McLean. If those three would come up to this microphone here in that order, we'll hear from them.